Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
All right, 7:32 on this hump day, May 20th.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're with us.
Get it. Oh, come on, baby.
Razorbacks play at 4:30 today. That means no double R if the weather holds off there in Hoover. I think there's going to be rain. Roger, the last time we were there, I think it rained a ton there.
It did. And yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so that's they're playing today. The Trojans are playing today. I think UAVV may be playing. You got all four golf tournaments, or all golf teams, rather. Arkansas, Arkansas State, UAPB, and UC. Let's see, Arkansas State, UAPB, ULR, and U of A are all in the golf championships, the regionals. That is.
Remind me again, why do we have a SEC baseball tournament?
Yeah, I think for these ones on the outside looking in, trying to enhance, just getting invited to.
Same reason.
Because you're right. It really, for anybody at the top, you know, 6 or 10, you really don't. Yeah, yeah.
Just send out your kids that haven't played.
Well, the Razorbacks host a regional. You know, obviously, Roger, tomorrow we're going to have Ella McDowell on for the Razorbacks because they play Friday at 11 o'clock.
That's
so if you don't if you don't have tickets, get up there and take your daughter, who's a softball player, if they are, whether it be youngster or high school, whatever, and watch them. Yeah, they're playing Friday, Saturday, and hopefully that'll be it, win the two and go to the World Series. Special guest Ski Lawrence is hanging out with us today, Mr. New York. I didn't know there was a connection with Craig. I thought it was just Tommy. Yeah.
No. If you're Ski Lawrence, you've got a connection with everybody.
Matter of fact, somebody said, Bo Beavis said, I coached American Leagues American Leagues in baseball in Lone Oak 30 years ago, and Mr. New York used to umpire our games.
That's right.
I forgot you were an umpire.
Yeah. About that, too.
And then I went pro. After 6 years.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, what a great person to argue with, balls and strikes.
No,
hey, we're up.
Well,
that's his response.
Baseball today is terrible. When you have to have a certain amount of seconds to throw a pitch, and now you tap your hat.
Well, no, that starts today. That started yesterday with the SEC tournament. The first time they've done it with the SEC, where you the ABC, where they you
when
tap
they check,
challenge, you challenge, and they apparently they had 13 of those yesterday, and I think 12 or 13 were overturned.
The AI strike zone or whatever?
Yeah, the strike zone.
Yeah. Now they're keeping stats on umpires. How often they're right.
Right. Yeah, hey, that's exactly right. Also, too, this is from Lieutenant Bobby Brown, Arkansas State Police.
Bobby Brown!
Said at approximately 5 a.m., we had a tractor-trailer overturn and block the interstate around the 124-mile marker on I-30 eastbound. We have one lane open, and we should have two lanes open soon. Clinic will take a couple more hours. Yeah, they said everybody's around there. It's a parking lot.
Well,
so it's a mess. You know,
I guess
hurt?
That's one good thing to say that I was on that road at 4:30 this morning. So I beat that. That's terrible.
And also somebody said we get by with a little help from my friends is actually not a Joe Cocker song, Craig. Who is it?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles song.
Yeah. So Justin
Moore, who sings that song, is not a big fan of the Beatles, but he actually plays that song, and it really is a big hit with his audience.
Make me understand something? Somebody said they're graduating in the eighth grade today or tomorrow.
Well, some graduations now are gone.
Right.
Have gone down to junior high level. Yeah.
Speaking of eighth grade.
Yeah, that's what Craig reads to kids in the eighth grade.
Well, not
usually
this book I've written.
Okay, so here we go. So this
it's
is
aimed at eighth graders.
So
it's a middle school book.
We're getting a tease here from Craig O'Neill's new book. Okay,
you ready?
And the name? Do we need to have music behind this?
No.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, tell me something you want. What do you think would fit?
Huh?
What would fit behind it?
I don't know. Let me read it.
Okay. Here we go.
He's anxious.
You may have an idea after you read it.
Yes.
Or I read it. The Smarty Stick. A 13-year-old on the verge of his eighth grade year suffers from the low self-esteem brought on by his parents' bitter divorce. But when he looks to keep his life from falling apart by becoming a football star, he encounters a football wizard who teaches him a lesson in front of 72,000 people that will stay with him forever.
Now, wait a minute. I thought this was
also known as the Craig O'Neill story.
Uh-huh.
So this is about you.
Well, it's got some elements of me, of my life, yep.
Now, one more time. Really, read to us again. One more time.
Yeah. One more time?
Yeah. What kind of music do we have? Remember,
I don't know.
Remember the Titans?
That's
remember
exactly
the Titans?
What I was thinking
remember
of.
The Titans?
Well, it's kind of Harry Potter meets the
Titans. Oh, okay, maybe Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. One more time.
Harry Potter music.
One more time.
It's a football fantasy.
Okay, here we go.
A 13-year-old on the verge of his eighth grade year suffers from the low self-esteem brought on by his parents' bitter divorce. But when he looks to keep his life from falling apart by becoming a football star, he encounters a football wizard who teaches him a lesson in front of 72,000 people that will stay with him forever.
Wow. Oh, I like the music, Roger.
The music.
This
yes.
is perfect.
Tonight it's
very
clear. Yeah, well, yeah.
So
yeah.
Now read it again. Read it again.
For those who, well, yeah, I think if he's talking, I don't know if it'll work as well. But so wait a minute. You've been writing this book, and it's about a year. All your life experiences, and that's
not all of them.
Well, a lot of them.
Some of them are still pending. I'm dredging up some things from my junior high football career.
So somebody reads that on the back cover.
That's the premise. Yeah, that you want to, and it pretty much puts the book all out there and hoping.
Interesting.
That will bring in someone who wants to read it.
It's what you ask Christian to do on every one of our tweets. You want him to put something that's going to bite you so that you will finish reading it.
That's what that is.
And in today's world of hero worship and big-time celebrities and kids who are worried about, or not worried, but they concentrate on likes and being accepted on social media and being a superstar. Well,
I know that what that feeling was.
Yeah. This book.
See, I had no idea.
All of that out there.
I thought this was like going to be like an autobiography, you know.
It's not an autobiography. But okay. I'll give you one little tidbit that is me.
Give it to us.
#tidbit.
The nickname for our main character.
Lips.
He plays football. He goes out for football for the first time ever in the eighth grade.
Is it Tom?
And he
is
gets
it Ski?
He's not in there, but I could put him in there.
Anyway, you were saying.
He goes out for football and gets the nickname Truck and Trailer, which was my nickname at Pulaski Heights in junior high football.
Okay, so I've been confused here. I thought you were writing a book about your career.
And I did. That's already been written. But this
is that out?
This is a novel. Oh no.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you got two books going.
I've written two books in retirement.
Okay, we haven't even got the first one.
No, well we're gonna have the Ski Lawrence story. That'll be the third one.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's number three.
Every chapter is a different place he's lived.
How far into this have you?
This is the second version of the. I'm working on the third.
So you basically have written it. It's done.
Yeah.
You're just tweaking it.
And I've already brought it out and given it to several people
who
love to read and write and get.
And they love it.
Great binder.
It's called Smarty Sticks.
The Smarty Stick.
Stick.
It could be a beginning of a movie.
Someone says, where did Craig go to junior high? Someone asked.
Pulaski Heights Junior High.
Okay. And someone says, who is the football wizard Craig O'Neill was referring to? Can't give that information.
Well, I can. The football wizard is. No, I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
There is a football wizard that evolves in the book, that comes to the front in the book, but it doesn't start out that
way.
Okay.
I'm tracking with you.
It's designed for eighth graders.
When is this coming out?
I don't know. I got to do the third
version. Craig is the only guy who writes a book and then doesn't get it out. It's done.
I wanted to get your reaction to the premise. That's
okay.
The only reason
I
read the premise.
Now that I understand now.
Does it make you want to read the book, Ski? Does it make you want to take it back to Alabama?
Yeah.
Here.
Only because what you were reading, probably a lot of people that were listening, they realize one time in their lives something like that happened.
Now, it's not the Razorbacks that are mentioned
in this novel. No.
I changed the name. They're the Rhinos.
Yeah.
The Arkansas Rhinos, which was a minor league
football team. Yeah, I remember them.
But I chose the Rhinos because I didn't want to get into trademark problems.
I got you. Look at you. Well, we're excited for you, Craig. You read to kids and you're writing to kids.
I can't wait to get this one out on the show.
Well done. Someone says here, who were the coaches at Pulaski Heights at the time?
George Haney and Coach Cross.
Okay, there you go. Let's see here. The power is out. None of the traffic lights are working. I presume that's in the area that's in trouble. Here's one that says, we should put Justin Moore and Mr. New York together and let them talk about umpires. Justin Moore is not a big – neither is my father. Not a big fan of umpire. And Justin will heckle and – get after him. It's well documented. The referees and umpires don't care for Justin Moore.
No.
All in this state. And we've got this is actually a clip of me. He didn't know I was filming him yelling at the umpire.
I can't find the
basketball referees at his game,
right.
His daughter's game, rather, in Poland. And yeah, he gets after the referees. And so, did you throw anybody out back in the day? Would you try to talk?
Oh no, no. First of all,
you get up on that mic. Yeah.
First of all, you don't turn around.
You ignore them.
Yeah. You ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, because once you turn around.
Walt Coleman, the famous Tuck Rule Coleman, who was a fixture on this show during football season, he's great about that. He said, man, you cannot let anybody get to you. You just let it go in one ear and out the other.
That's another book.
And of course, that's easier said than done on the, the pro level. You know, high school is a little bit tougher in junior.
Well, you know what happened? The minor leagues went on strike 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And when I was here and I was doing base umpiring here, I got a call up from the AAA league, I went on.
Can you give us like a you're out or a strike or anything?
Yes,
the way
I
you
want
to
hear.
Do it? Yeah,
I want to hear.
Okay.
Here's the pitch.
Here's the pitch. Strike one.
Oh wow!
Ooh, that sounded authoritative.
Wow, that wasn't just a strike one. Say it one more time.
Strike one.
Ooh. Wow, there's a way you said the word strike.
Yeah, and then out
I don't like a subtle umpire. Yeah, I want to know.
That's outstanding.
I like that.
If it's a third strike, you're out.
Ooh. Wow, and you see the little arm movement there.
Man.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And the 6 months that we worked on it, we got a complimentary. So I go to any minor league baseball anywhere in the country.
Still?
Here it is. This is Justin yelling at the referees. Here we go.
You're all terrible. Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
It keeps going. There's
that's
more.
A few, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he goes on for like 5 minutes doing that.
Wow. It's
against the law.
The late Bill Valentine told me he would always try to have a pregame meal of onions or garlic.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
if somebody got in his face, they would regret it.
Let me tell you about Bill. When I umpired for him during the strike and stuff.
Oh, okay, you did that?
He once came into our locker room without knocking. And I said to him, who the hell are you to come into our room? He goes, I'm Bill Valentine. I run this place. I said, not while I'm here.
Whoa.
You don't confront Bill Valentine.
He was one of the great characters in the history of this state in terms of
wonderful.
You know, of course, he was a professional umpire himself.
Yep.
His greatest story, I don't know, Craig, if you ever heard it. We've got the clip. I know there's no way Roger can find that. It would be impossible. But where he talked about he called the Major League Baseball office, or wherever run the AAA, whatever, and said, I'm tired of the umpires throwing out the balls when they get scuffed. He said he was complaining how much money he was having to spend.
Still
like, he got 30 blanking. He was cussing 30 blanking balls I got at every game because you stupid umpires.
Tom, we're in between games of the doubleheader.
Here it is.
Jason Sparling, I guess that's his name.
Good job, Rod.
Worked the plate for the second time tonight. Pete had to go over there and get the ball bag. He threw out in a 6.5-inning game 46 baseballs. You heard me correctly. Nearly 4 dozen, 46 baseballs. The last time he worked a plate here, he threw out 38 baseballs. So in two games working here, he has thrown out 84 baseballs in an 8.5-inning game and a 6.5-inning game.
And he's counting.
We have just went through them with me. We're sending 37 of these balls back and putting them in the ball bag. They do not have a damn spot on them. They might have been rubbed up a little hard by those guys. There's not a black mark on them. There's not a tear on them. There's not a damn thing wrong with them. And he threw out 46 baseballs in 6.5 innings. I'm going to tell you something. That's disgrace. I mean, I started with 6 dozen, thank God, because it was a doubleheader. Or we would not have had a baseball if we'd been playing a 9-inning game. Now, somebody's got to get that jackass and sit him down and say, look, You stupid.
Whoa!
This is a baseball game, and you don't just grab every ball, hits in the dirt. I sit there and watch him. I sit up in the stands, and I said, he's throwing out 20 or 30 balls. If it hits the ground, they throw it to him. He just throws it out. He don't look at it. He don't rub it off. He just throws it out. I'm putting 37 of them back in play right now for the second game. The crew chief will be behind the plate. He won't throw out 4 balls of 5 all night. This is a joke. An absolute joke.
How about that?
And if you
Good
want
job,
me to call
Roger.
Umpire development, I'll call him. But I
What's crazy about how did somebody keep that? You know, that was the old day where he must have left it on a voice message, and somehow somebody thought it was funny enough. To be able to have, I mean, that's not a made up thing. That's an actual call.
Oh no, yeah.
So anyway, he was one of a kind.
His wife calls me every year to wish me a happy birthday.
He was one of a kind. We'll take a break now, Raj. Good job on finding that. I didn't think you'd ever be able to find that clip because we hadn't played that in forever. If you just joined the show, we got Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. I've been enjoying your commercials.
You're
doing all the golf stuff, look at you.
Yeah, the short attention span commercials. No shot lasts more than a second and a half.
Every XTV person is reading the Craig O'Neill instruction book for post-TV career, including Melinda Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she's reading and watching you. And
I should read her book.
This is Cher taking us to break. 80 years old today. Pretty darn impressive. Cher. Cher's 80. How old are you, Uski?
81.
Wow, you look great for 81, man. I'm telling you, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're in that.
Never had any work done? Maybe. We'll come back. We'll find out, too, for those who missed earlier, why Uski is here and where he's been. He's a Southerner now. A few more minutes with Craig O'Neill. Don't go away. Glad you're with us, 7:48.
I can't believe that dude.
Yeah, Doc, is this the guy? Is it the guy saying
Ray Sawyer is the guy with the patch?
Is he the one who said that first line? Do you know?
Yes.
The beginning?
That's who that was. We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show. We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we'll never know. I don't know why I'm playing that.
That's it's great. The thrill that'll get you when
you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Of course, we did this not too long ago.
Oh, Tommy Bass. Hawk, let me tell them who we are. Well, we're Little Rock DJ. We got golden voices, and we're heard all over the place.
It's gold.
We talk about this, and we talk about that. And sometimes it's in your face.
Come on.
We all love what we do, thanks to every one of you. And more thanks you'll get of mine is the thanks I will get you when we get our picture on the cover of the Arkansas Times. Wanna see our picture on the cover? Gotta get 5 copies for Bass Mother. Wanna see our old face on the cover of the Arkansas Times.
It's Representative R.J. Hawk in there. Oh, yeah.
And did we ever get on the cover of the Arkansas Times back then?
We got freaky and crazy, got cocaine hazy back before EM had jeans.
Yes, we did.
We would ride on women's boobies.
We could.
Oh, the things that we have seen.
Oh, howdy.
But we're all better now. Love to show you how. If it ain't too much a crime, like the crime that'll hit you if we can't get our picture on the cover of the Arkansas Times.
I think when they did it, we were on the cover of the Arkansas Times. Was that when we...
Well,
did the Bay bracket?
I think so. We were getting in trouble back then. Of course, now you got AMP and AY Magazine, our friend Heather
Becker.
Yeah,
I can change that.
We're on the cover.
I can easily
change. No, you said back then it was a big deal to be on the cover of the Arkansas Times.
It was the thing. It was the thing.
Let's hit Craig's official open there, Roger. We're going to get a bonus time with Craig today and along with the Ski Lawrence.
I haven't mentioned Genesis yet, so I get bonus time.
Well, I've mentioned him a couple times, Trey.
Just a few he has. Just a few. Let's see. There it is.
Listen to this open.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
LaShonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Up there, yes. Went up there yesterday.
Did you?
So we taped a segment for Good Morning Arkansas on Channel 7, and they went Craig to Genesis O'Neill. And allowed
us to. You see what he's driving out there in the parking lot?
Man.
It drives him.
G70.
But, guys, I walked in and I saw three of the ugliest looking trucks out there. Somebody needs to redo those.
What are you talking about? What trucks?
Those things that says the buzz.
Oh, see, this is what got him banned. This is what
Yeah, they need to be updated.
They certainly do.
By the way,
actually, you need to get your pictures put on it.
By the way, well, you know, that's not in our department. They don't ask us our opinions
on
that.
Well, if they want to ask an opinion, I'll give them a
Thank you, Ski. Yeah, we just got our ratings back, number one for our key demo. So
yeah,
it's not easy to get that for us to beat these music stations. So we're very appreciative. And
thank you. One-armed Eskimos between the ages of 28 and 40.
This station made me
listen to you.
Well, living here in Arkansas, I never really did it.
I think everybody who used to listen, going back to what was those first years? Is that the late 90s when you were with Craig and Tommy? Yeah, and Tommy, I got a rare late text from him last night. And I texted him back early this morning. I knew he wasn't up. I just said, hey, listen, Ski's going to be on this morning with Craig. Tommy's going to think he woke up in a time warp if he turns in and it's Craig and Ski together.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All right, so we got bonus time with Craig, thanks to Genesis of Conway. And for those that heard the story, what Ski Lawrence is up to, we'll let him tell where he's at now. But we got to make sure he's still calling the Hogs and not some Crimson Tide crap.
Well, when I first called the Hogs, Tommy got me on a stage, and he goes, hey, Mr. New York, call the Hogs. And I go, call the what? And somebody told me, and I went, ooh, Pig Suey. And everybody started to laugh. And I go,
hey,
it's that, woo.
What you just said on the what you just said will be on the wall from now on. All right, 8 o'clock. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips,